If we find splendid around with our mouth, sounds of rejoicing is always. Okay. Actually, one of the reasons I like, henceforth, I like breaking things down is I know the pain you pass through when you listen to a 2.5 hour message sermon. It's like it's better for the mind of man if when it's short clips. You understand? Chat. So, no, it's good. It's good. At the end of the day, what must be done, must be done. So if you like, let your message, let our salvation should be part 1 to 100, but 10 minutes. Can you serve it? no salvation. I don't have a preference. Finn, you're looking glorified. Glory. Okay, well, I'm not greeted today. Very well. That's Father Abraham. Upon CC, where you are hiding there? By the power of God. Are you cold? Or hot? You're hot. So, okay, thank you. What I was saying before I finish is if in mathematics, sorry, in math, okay, see, if A is equal to B and B is equal to C, we can also say A is equal to C. Pastor Joy, is that one clear? Equal to bar. Is that clear? That was the last thing I was saying. That, okay, if we are saying if Jesus says the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and we have been able to interpolate it with John 3, that is unbelief unto condemnation, then sin against the Holy Ghost, okay, in Matthew 12, and we have been able to interpolate that also that is equal, that resembles Genesis 2:16. Because we say liberty, then restriction, right? Of every tree in the garden, you can freely eat. But then Jesus said, well, every sin and blasphemy, all forgiven. And that's Romans 3:25 for you, right? When you don't know God's focus action again, Romans 3:25 for you. Prostate me, right? Did they pass it? Okay, so all sin forgiven, but so we are now saying, therefore, we can say the sin against the Holy Ghost is the same thing that John is describing as unbelief. Is that clear? Awesome. So he's still. I should have just called this one Bible and his interpretation straight away. Don't worry. When I don't know how to name it again, I have good name as I'll contract it out. I'll be preaching. They'll be calling it the name. They'll be naming it. Okay. Thank you. Let's progress. Just an hour. I will close. An hour. I'm not like Pastor Joy. Amen. Okay, so verse Genesis 2, now 16. Please look at your Bible. Don't forget where we started from, Mark 4. We said you must give attention, right? If you don't give attention, if you are used to, I'm in church, well, let me just say, man, I'm just doing, you are acting indifferent. It doesn't end well for a pulpit, for a disciple. We are doing our best. Help us out. Genesis 2, 16, and Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest of it, you shall surely die. So, who talks like that? That's Jesus. See another one. See Matthew 10. Matthew 10, 28. You will see all these shades. He's so serious that we didn't see Jesus. It's not surprising that we didn't see Jesus correct a single person for a moral sin. He's so serious. I'm not saying moral sin is sin, though. Okay? Have you observed that we don't see Jesus correct one single person? Find it. When they correct is when Jesus focus on a particular action. In fact, your John chapter 8, I've explained it before. What is it? Go and sin no more. Don't wait for Don't wait for condemnation to bring you to me. Come yourself. Are you with me? Because who brought her to Jesus? Accusers. Say, now, go, don't sin again. That means believe the gospel. When he told that man that was ill, that was lame for 38 years, that, well, sin no more, let's say, worse thing than this happen to you. And I asked, I said, what is worse than 38 days? Yes, honestly. What did you say, 39 years? Say, worse thing than this, what could that be? That means, that is hell. Hell. That means, what will sin no more be? Believe the gospel. So, okay, Jesus handles all that. So, see Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which, I've explained this before, that them should be that, if I remember. Fear not them that which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Wow. Please, okay, let's see this way. See that kill the body, it can be persecution, okay? Are you with me? But it's also more than that. Kill the body, we can also use that figuratively. Because don't forget, killing. And okay, let's finish reading. But rather, fear that which is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell. So when he said destroy, does it mean that the body will be no more, the soul will be no more? No. So both kill and destroy, they are figurative. So that means part of the things that can kill the body is hunger. Listen to me. Is like Henry is bailless. That's killing the body. You are his babe. You have to pack your load. We know not of what you talk about. So, anything I don't know does not exist. Thank you. And you know, things I don't want to know. So I don't want to know, and I don't know. That means it doesn't. So it's not something I'm looking for, and I'm not saying no. Something I'm not looking for. Sela. Okay, thank you. Don't worry. We have your primaritas. Part two is coming. To be serious, when I'm done, all of you will remove your. Awesome people. Okay, so fear not. So see what I'm saying now. Don't fear what can kill the body. Okay. So if you focus on physical death of the body alone, you will miss the points. We have things that can befall men. For instance, discouragement is part of things that can kill the body, figuratively. That means, don't be afraid of a deficiency to your body as a result of believing the gospel. Are you with me? Right now, you are here right now, you're supposed to be somewhere walking or just doing something, which we all work and it's good. But at least in following Jesus, there's a cost, right? There's a cost attached. So some things, some extent, you will not be able to run to the same extent of riot as others. That's 1 Peter chapter, is it 4 or 5? So you will not be able to do some things that others do, okay? Maybe because you receive a calling in God, you have to do exam every Saturday, you are not making enough money, or your parents are doing, they are doing what they oughtn't to do. I don't know, that's bad. So they are doing what they oughtn't to do. Because some parents can be terrible. Even once I heard the last week, he's terrible. I can't even share with you too. So, or just because somebody is serving God. If the girl is doing Ron's girl, he won't talk. Well, he's not going to VG. Now become war. You know, the way unbelievers think, God help them. Okay, so don't fear what can happen to the body. But what must you fear? That which, look at this, yes, is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell. What is that? Unbelief. So now see Genesis 3. Maybe let me just analyze Genesis 3. Then allow you to go. Genesis 3, are you there? Okay, well done. So, again, what I just showed you from verse 10, chapter 10, verse 28 of Matthew is that, you see, say, don't fear, all this one, don't fear. Just like Matthew chapter 6, take no thought, right? What you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall wear, what you shall wear. My wig is not fitting me. My kotoba gown is not fine. Like when people, this, that. Sorry, I'm really on your case today. Yeah, I didn't know. Everywhere I open, it's just kotoba. Is it everybody else? Even people are not bad. They are not bad. Serious. You think it's not pure order? Yet there is no law and order in the country. Sorry. Okay, so he's saying, don't fear things that can happen to your body, this, that. No, say, but hey, be careful of what can destroy the soul and in hell. So it's like saying, don't worry, all this one, don't worry. They didn't do it, don't worry. But hey, worry about this. Again, you see, allowance, restriction. Are you with me? That is how you see communication. Just like in church right now, you say, oh, we are forgiven, awesome. Like a believer, we are forgiven, awesome. We are righteous, awesome. But we walk in love. Right? So that means the blessedness in Christ, then an instruction in Christ. Okay. It's like Paul said, this grace is bestowed abundantly upon me, yet I labor more. Just those phrases. Now, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. So Moses scripted all this account like God is there talking with them. Maybe now you now understand this chapter 3 better now. So see Genesis 3, verse 1. Maybe somebody, I will tell three different people to now tell me what is happening here. Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which God, the Lord God has made, and he said unto the woman, yes, as God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Pay attention now. And verse 2, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Wow. For God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took all the fruit thereof, and she did eat, and gave unto her husband thereof, and he did eat. Who can decipher this place for us right now? Feel free. Feel free. Just pay attention. When we are saying God said, where is Brother Pius? Can't find it. When we are saying God said in chapter 2, do we have a physical God present then? No, right? Chapter 3, serpent is now speaking. So what is happening? Feel free. It's not difficult at all. Just try and, if you need to do this, come on. Just try and negate chapter 2. Let me explain something again to you. If I ask you a question, at times, even by the Spirit, a fragment of answer can come. When you say your own, somebody else will be able to connect his own dots properly together. So don't be like, who is that spell? Okay, it should be Sister Grace. That if you tell her to come and give utterance or sing it, until she get the full lyrics, she won't come out. No, very, once you want to dot all the I, cross all the T's, bring out the fragments. So, what can you see? How can you interpret chapter 3? Say your own, somebody else speaks, we proceed. Yes? Who's ready? Okay, Eunice, sorry, I take it. Vivian has said, the serpent could not have been what? Physical. Now, you now, everybody now pick that right now and proceed for that. Yes? We saying something, huh? Okay, man's exploration, please write it down, it's correct, of the choices available to him. Wow. You have to accept that very well. You have to put a scripture. Someone should know the scripture that I'm looking for. Pastor Joy, if you talk, you will start membership training yourself. Yes, next, feel free. Feel free. This us doing it together. I have this in my notes, but I didn't even think I have it. Yes, come on. Father Abraham, just say it. Don't put it together fully. Okay, you are there, you are hiding. My former has married taking my I'm joking. So you must speak. Yes, Father Abraham. Say Father Abraham. So what is in James 1? Yes, finish it up. Yes. So let's read James 1 together. James 1 verse what? Who knows? For the sake of the others. Verse what? James 1 13, right? Is it 14? Okay, let's read together. James 1 14. Yes. Every man is tempted when he is of his own and okay. Who can find entice for me in Genesis 3? Fast. Find entice. Which chapter, which verse in Genesis 3 talks about enticed? Huh? Verse 6. What did he say? Good for food, right? To be desired to make one wise. Okay, awesome. What else can we find in Genesis 3 that we have not explained? What is the origin of that problem? What is the origin of the problem in Genesis 3? Come on, try. Huh? Falsify information? No, that's not the Genesis. That's not the Genesis. Information can be falsified because something is not present. No. Hold on. No, you are too technical. You are too direct. What brings information? Who brought the information in chapter 2? Serpent in chapter 2. who brought the information in chapter 2? God, right? Where is God in chapter 3? He was not there. So, what is the origin of sin? God is not there. Absence of God. I am not hearing God's word. I am not hearing myself. In hearing God's word, what do you think it does to you? It prevents you from hearing yourself. Like, you know, yourself is saying, I want to go marry a black America in, where? Jamaica, me? But the more you keep reading Matthew 28, what will Matthew 28 be doing? It will be pushing away, say, cool down. You are not, Konigberry. Sorry, we know. Sorry, I spoke there. So, what is the origin of the problem in Genesis chapter 3? Somebody stopped hearing God. Or somebody at that time was not hearing God. Then, what now happened? We have a serpent. Temptation, right? Okay, who can relate this to the temptation of Jesus? What did Jesus do that the lady or Eve did not do? Think. Just think and bring it out. Okay, immediately devil spoke. What is his response? It is written. I am hearing God, right? What is he saying? I am hearing God. No, I am hearing God. It is written. Praise God. Also, oh God, what other thing can you bring out from that place? Where is Adam? Huh? He went to farm. Can you also see a sense of Eve is not where Adam is, right? Hello? Okay, I'm telling you different things. What does fellowship do to us? Fellowship will make us strengthen one another. Okay? But when you... Who remember that message? When you are alone. Huh? You know, if Satan wants to get you, he can't get you in church. All I mean is there. But Brian Kim is there. He will wait for you where? In that your 2x2 room. Yeah. Now start thinking, see my life. It's true. See your life. It's true. You are a graduate. Yes, I'm a graduate. You don't have a job. Yes, I do have a job. That means you are jobless. Yes. A jobless now will go hungry. It's true. I will go hungry. Eh? And just like divine, therefore you must stop your exam. Yes, I will stop my exam. Do you know that's what is happening to you? Yeah. Oh, you think I must stop? Ah, yes, I will stop my exam. I must make more money. Ah, it's true, I will make more money. You are laughing. Wait, I saw you with my microphone from here. You know how I usually ask Pastor Joy as divine started again? We're not joking though. God will judge me for everything I'm saying here.
Say, what else? Yeah, you are not married. Yes, I'm not married.
That means you're unmarried. Yes, I'm unmarried.
Just say yes.
Let me not proceed.
You are getting old. Yes, I'm getting old.
See your left. You are 26. It's true, 26. Yeah, nobody is asking. Yes, even Prakash is not talking again. What is happening? There's a communication outside God's word. Hallelujah. Therefore, there is no physical serpent in Genesis 3. There is no physical Satan there. But we have the activity of Satan, a man that deceives himself. That's satanic activity. Satanic. Satanic. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, verse 7. And the eyes of them both. So, that means Moses is now describing for us how people sin. There's a reasoning. Right? There's a reasoning. Sorry, I will soon close. There's a reasoning. No, divine, don't feel bad though. The same Satan has spoken to Joshua here too before that though. I mean, see, you don't know. I have all of you, I have all your stories.
Say, you are in Abuja. Yes, I'm in Abuja. You ought to be in Lagos. Yes, I'm supposed to be in Lagos. You will go by the end of the year. Yes, I will go. Tell pastor. Don't tell him directly. You don't agree. Yes, I won't tell him directly. Tell him.
Until I just told you, Joshua, the day you are ready to go, tell me. Don't send me this message again. That's the day he hands up. Hallelujah. And today I'm the one begging him that, okay, this is your life here. It's getting, okay, stay back, hold on. Praise God. You all get there, amen. My name is Kigba in Christ. So you don't know that. Don't interpret for them, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me use another example. Let me find a female here. No, I won't go to that side today. Eunice.
You are a fine girl. Yes, I'm a fine girl.
Fine girls don't push like that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on. Finn, let's leave you on for now. Let's leave you on. Okay, awesome people. Okay. Awesome people. So, sorry, remember what I said last? I was trying to. Again? Yes. So Moses was describing how sin happened. Firstly, there is an information. Then I stopped listening, right? Okay? She has heard of God. She knew what God wants. She now started thinking, why should Jesus come out of Nazareth? That's for the Jews. She now started thinking, why must I study the Bible like this? Is there no other way to do life? Is there not reasoning? Your biggest enemy, Satan does not get a man that has not get himself. Oh. Remember explaining Job's calamity? Job's calamity. So Satan cannot get a man that has not get, you must get yourself. Satan can get you. Sorry, I don't know how that sounds too. You must get yourself before Satan can get you. That means you must wherever. If you finish saying something, you don't know how to explain it. I know you understand what I'm saying. So, So Genesis 3, verse 7 right now. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked.
We are naked.
And they went, a step further. They sewed fig leaves and made themselves aprons. Verse 8. What is happening in verse 8? And they heard the voice of the Lord. See this, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And don't forget, they have stopped hearing God. Oh God. See this, they have stopped hearing God all this while. On the last day, they will all hear God. That same God they rejected. That same God that they put on Luske. That same God that they said that. So from verse 8, he's now describing judgment. Judgment. Jesus stands to judge the one that does not believe there is Jesus. Revelation chapter 1. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. They try to hide themselves, but they cannot be hid. Are you with me? So what you are seeing right now is not, listen, it's not the judgment of the universal man. Everybody that knows this. No, it's not talking about a specific judgment of a man that rejects God's word. So don't say that it's God that caused us. That is why women, they give to birth by crying. No, you have missed it. So the next events, what will he describe? The judgment of which man? The man in verse 1 to 6. Are you with me? Don't put it as a judgment of everybody in the world. If you have explained verse 1 to 6 as unbelief, then the next thing will be judgment. Hope you wrote that down. That even the man that rejects God, that rejects Jesus, he will meet Jesus. The one that refuses to serve him, later, what will happen? You will meet him. You will meet him. Pastor Nkai wrote this in one of those scripture. He said, I think Tola shared it or something. Say the same person you disdain. Don't worry, you will meet him. Hallelujah. Remember Pastor Joy's song? He's my savior. He saved me. He's my master. He called me. Next. He's my judge. He rates me. No, he said we cannot do anything against the truth, but for the truth. Let me be fast. I said an hour. Okay. So, I said, see Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God, of the testimony of Jesus, and of all the things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Let's read verse 7. 1, 2, go. Yes. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see, and they also which have pierced him, and all kingdoms of the earth shall well be. Hold on now. That is now where you now start explaining in context. So people who pierced him, we talk about those who rejected him. So all kingdoms of the earth shall well, talks about the people that rejected him. Amen. He's not talking about everybody, that everybody, when Jesus will come, everybody will be crying. No, he's in context. The context is those who pierced him. Those who pierced him, the kindreds of the earth. This kind of people that pierced him, that rejected his word. Are you writing? That rejected his word. Come on, Peter, help him. Come on. I'll wait. Tell him where he's missing. Yes, sir. Oh, that's our man of God someday. Amen. Glory. Glory. We don't waste anybody here. Praise God. What is this? We need everybody. We need all hands on deck. Amen. Praise God. Even so serious, I even rejoice. Yeah. And that pastor is calling that, please, allow rejoice to come. Rejoice is our man of God. She's rejoice is an emoji somewhere. Are you with me? And yeah, she's writing exams. Amen. Amen, amen. We all do this, you know. Praise God. You leave nobody on time. Yeah, so we get there. I think you deserve a career in God series too, Abis. You deserve a career in God. Yeah, I wish Isa will not be here, so she will not cry. But can she still cry? She can cry. Okay. So say all the creatures of that, this kind of they will see him. So that is the experience of Adam and Eve that Moses scripted. That is scripted. So you now see, so all those things you now saw him from verse 12, Genesis chapter 3, verse 12. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me gave me of a tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is it? That is judgment. You are just seeing judgment. That means, like, oh God, should I explain this or I should stop here? Like, you know, he said, woman, why have you done this? He's presenting like a judiciary. Are you with me? That is like a script. He threw up a stage of, now he shows up. Adam, where are you? Come here. He summoned them, right? Then, why have you done this? And pay attention. Although Adam had an excuse, Eve had an excuse, but they were all judged. How about that? Adam had an excuse, and their excuse was not a lie. But guess what? God holds individual responsible for their action. Influence can come. But decision is whose? It's yours. Praise God. Decision is yours. Influence can come, of course, from friends, families, peer pressure, Nigeria issue, fuel price. Rice is now 25K. And rice is not good, according to what some people say. Beans is this. There's no things, no, this is not in town. But individuals. So why are you not able to serve? I live in Nigeria. It goes, yeah. I grew up in Abakaliki. It's the last village in Nigeria. Chai. My father was a retired. Go say, wow. My mother is a blacksmith. No, sorry, let's change it. Yeah, you see, what? I was abandoned from age 4. Wow, I had to feed myself till 90. As you are saying all that, somebody will just walk out past you. That one does not even know his father and his mother at all. And he grew up to serve God. As that one just walk out past, you just keep quiet. Say, ah. You just like this. Hallelujah. So there's something that you try to say it this way. Is it failure plus explanation is not equal to success? That's the way they just say it. Something like you fail, now explain. Right? No, it's not yet success. Hallelujah. Say I'm responsible for every influence I allow. Let's finish chapter 3 so that we can have a good tangent to pick up. Tomorrow we continue 7 o'clock, okay? 7 o'clock. Be here tomorrow. Please be here. Don't forget, don't hear blue or white and you didn't finish the know who you are to. So, Genesis 3. So, verse 16, unto the woman, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow. He was just using the events that is already happening in man. Okay, don't forget, when did Moses write this thing? Over 2,000 years later, after women are already giving birth that way. Are you with me? So, he was now using the normal agony around man to describe judgments. 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 Now, verse 15.
I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Wow. Wow.
I will put enmity. Verse 15 is God's action. Is God's action. I will do something that will be able to break the alliance between man and sin.
The sufferings of Christ.
I will do something. Now, that is Moses right now. He's about to speak about future judgment. And he first spoke about the judgment on Christ.
Who remember the judgment of God?
Huh? So when we are saying the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord. When is the first day of the Lord? The real day of the Lord. The death of Christ. Right?
That means the day of judgment. I mean, that's what they call, that Joel calls, oh, behold, the day of the Lord is heavies.
Where, okay, remember Isaiah 52, his visage was marred more than every man before him. That day of judgment is when? When Christ died.
John 12 says, now is the judgment of this world. If I be lifted up, I will draw all the judgment unto me.
This is spake signifying the type of death he will die.
So, therefore, he was about to talk about the coming judgment. He first spoke about the judgment of Christ. Pay attention to that. I will get to that later. That's why you now get to places like Matthew 24. He will want to talk about the destruction that is coming. He will first speak about the destruction of his own temple. Destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up. Twofold interpretation. Talking about his own death, and yes, talking about the death of everything God has not made. The physical temple. And we get to all that. So, in concluding today, let's finish reading. Verse 19, in the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, and for thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Verse 20, and Adam called his wife his name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Wow. Now, before verse 21, I want to finish this chapter. Are you ready? Okay. Sister Iz wants to give Henry T 100,000 naira. The money is here in her hand. Henry T, focus now. And Henry, see this way. See, Henry came to Iz. And they are talking. He said, okay, oh, wow. You want to go and get a babe from your village? No problem. I have 100K for your transport. Take 100K. Henry now said, no, I am not taking. If I take this money from you, the lady will say, I'm not man enough that I borrowed money to marry her. Therefore, I don't want your money. Now, listen to me. Listen, in Henry's own ledger, he is fine. He is on his own. Are you with me? But in EZ's, listen, in EZ's ledger of Henry, Henry's account balance is minus 100,000. The man, what has happened to him? He is where? On his own, right? He's fine. I don't want your life. I don't have your life, right? But before God, what is the status of the man that rejects life? His status is minus life.
how do I explain again? You understand?
You're just arguing. I'm not arguing like this happened. Okay. See 21 now. See 21.
No, it shows you that man will never be able to explain sin. That's the point. You will not. The man in sin, he will need the Bible to tell him. He will need God to tell him, sir, you are a sinner. Before all judgment, you will see yourself as perfect. I am fine. I am okay. But in God's face, you are far from fine. And after death, everything gets revealed. See, okay. So, I said Moses will use the experiences of man. To say, after men's sin, things never remain the same. I'm coming.
Ah, God.
So Moses will use the experiences of man to say, even after men sinned, or after men now sinned, things never remain the same again.
Hold on, I will explain.
Don't forget what we have been seeing since. You keep seeing physical things that points to a problem. Physical things that points to a problem. Now, look at this contrast. Verse 21.
Want to go? 21. Are you there?
Unto Adam, and also to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. Please, that is whose action? Do we have Adam's action there? Do we have Eve's action there? Then this is the question. Can God's action alone result into salvation?
Hello? Don't worry, you have to take the message again to listen again.
Can God's action alone result into salvation? So that means, what is happening in verse 21? Although man is going his own way, God clothed him. God kept appealing. The appeal of God. That is still an appeal that, please, don't get to the destination you are going. Are you with me? Or let me explain again. If it is salvation, you will see God's action. You will see man's reception.
Maybe it will be written like something like God gave them coat of skin and Adam buttoned it up. Are you with me? Are you trying to get an analogy?
You will see something man did in response, positive response. But anytime you see just God's action alone, and you didn't, and man didn't do anything, you didn't see man accept or reject, that means that is still a communication of the gospel that God, that means despite the rebellion of man, God kept showing his appeal, his love. It's love. It's love.
Hallelujah. Say, what a loving Father. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry for this type of teaching in a day like this. It's something you're supposed to take early in the morning before Satan comes to take away the word from the heart of people.
So, you know, it will be so funny that, not before. If you are just reading, I thought God caused them. I thought God was angry. I thought God is no longer happy with them. No. He simply described the consequences of sin. That, man's sin, there is judgment.
Let me now say something more.
I have described judgment earlier as what will manifest later. But that condemnation for the man that rejects the gospel, when does it happen?
When does it happen? Mark 16. From the back, open, you are following me, please. Please, my eyes on everybody. Mark 16.
He that believeth shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be what? Eh? When will he be damned?
Thanks, sisters. Please come tomorrow. Take care.
Eh? When will he be damned?
So, already it's used in John 3, verse 18, right? That He that does not believe on the Son is condemned when? Already. But that condemnation already, when will it be revealed? Huh? Are you with me? So that means now man is condemned, God now makes coats of skin. What's that? Appealing. That means there's still a way out. You can turn back. Are you with me? Lastly, So, let me ask you a question that I've asked before. How did Moses know this is what happens to a man that rejects the gospel? Don't pull my hand now. Because he saw ahead of time what Jesus did to those who rejected him. Wow. My Michael, play the keyboard so that we can cool down our head. When the people who pierced him, crown of thorns, everything, keep writing small. What was the word on the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What is that? The appeal of God. That's long suffering. Marcus came to arrest Jesus. Peter removed the correct ear, the right ear, the right, not the wrong one. What did Jesus do in response? He picked the ear. Marcus, bring your ear. Sir, this is it, sir. Put it back. Say, ear stay. And the ear stayed. Amen. Marcus said, oh, wow. Thank you, sir. But what do you just see happen? Appeal of God. Hallelujah. So what does God do to a man that rejects him? Keeps appealing. Play the keyboard. So how did Moses know all that? He saw his day. Moses knew my way. Israel of Israel is act. He made his way known unto Israel, unto Moses. John 14 says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Glory to God. I understand him. That's it now. By his spirit. God is not. I don't relate with God. Based on rumors. I sing clearly. So, let me give you an assignment to us tomorrow. So you come by 6:30. In your family groups, you discuss the assignment. Everybody just enjoy. You just do your own, okay? Individually, but discussing your family together with what you have written down. 6:30 to 7, discuss that. Use different examples in man to describe Genesis 3. That means, yes, I'm just, okay, let me say it very well. Use different experiences of man. That means, okay, you want to describe, for instance, how a man hear God's word, Genesis 2:16, okay? How a specific man, you want to write a drama script, for the drama people in the house. Then you want to script how he did that parakou. That is chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Okay? How he kept analyzing God's word. You can just pick like an atheist, for instance. Or say, okay, how can you say, or maybe a Muslim, how can you say God has a son? and he keeps reasoning, then script it down to judgment, script it down to what God still keep doing after judgment. Know the good news? If the man that rejects the gospel is judged already, the one that believes is saved already. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now see the issue. For salvation, there is security. But for condemnation, there is an appeal. Court of appeal. Barista, you get that now? Court of appeal. Hallelujah. The man saved has a what? Security, right? But the one going to hell, there is still a court of appeal. That means God is still saying, we can bring him back. This judgment is not final. We can appeal. Amen. Preachers, are you with me? Say, we can appeal. Yeah, that's what God is saying. We can appeal. We can bring him back. It doesn't have to end this way. Look, that's court of appeal, right? Court of appeal means that judgment has happened. Yeah? They have declared this thing guilty. Say, no. We can still go somewhere. Let's go to the federal court of appeal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a finality in salvation, but for condemnation, there's yet an appeal. That can we save it? That we can save the situation? We can. Let's appeal to him. And that is the work of the preacher. See him clearly. When you're done, stand up. Mysterious. I don't relate with God. Sing, I don't relate.
Oh.
Based on rumors. See him plainly, he's a mysterious. I understand him. By your spirit, by your spirit,
by your spirit.
God, God. One more time, I understand him. Let's sing. I
understand
by spirit, by the spirit.
By
I
is spirit, God is love. To me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, to the man. To the men around us that has rejected this dang God's word, it's not over yet. It's not over. It's not over. Hallelujah. It's not over. It's not over. Oh, it's not over. Jesus tried to preach in Samaria. Luke 9. They rejected. Isn't it what it says? It's not over. And when Jesus is, when will be after resurrection, he said, hey, apostles, don't forget Samaria. He said, don't forget Samaria. Looks like they forgot. But one day, Acts chapter 8, Philip went to Samaria. They rejected Jesus, but later they accepted Jesus in Philip. It's not over, guys. It's not over. Let us pray in the Holy Ghost. It's not over. Prophet of disciples, it's not over. Sincere, it's not over, guys. It's not over. Please pray. Everybody you have spoken to, if you have their names in your heart, this is your life, so you must make disciples. No, that's where we started from. It's not over, guys. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. Oh, it's not over. It's not over. Pray. Pray. No, pastors, you know you have to pray very well on things like that. Pray. It's not over. 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 Come on, pray, 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 pray. It's not over. 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 Pray, come on, pray, just pray. I'm done, pray. Just pray. It's not over. Brakin, pray. Stop peace, pray. Is that pray? Pray. Bra Joshua, pray. Pray. Brian Nelua, pray. You all have disciples, people you have spoken to. See, it's not over. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. Come on, pray, pray, everybody, pray, pray, pray. Pray. It's not over, it's not over, it's not over. It's not over. It's not over, guys, it's not over. It's not over. Pastors, pray. Right, Manuel, pray. It's not over. 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 Great days ahead of you. Great days ahead of you. I see you relevant in God's way. You are relevant on this part. I see you relevant. 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 And what God has called you to do. You are relevant. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Take, 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 take